T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
You know what's amazing about all this is that we're seeing this Horowitz stuff. Well, you're not seeing if you watch CNN.
Yeah, exactly, because
seeing that
they're just not doing their job.
Right, anyway. No, because there was just about everything they have reported for the last 3 years was debunked in that hearing yesterday. So they were unable to show it because it might have been, you know, embarrassing.
I'm sure there was something much more important that was breaking at that point where they had to cover it.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, totally. I'm sure there was something.
Might have been a turtle choking on a straw somewhere.
I know. Breaking news. All right. Anyway, I loved Senator John Kennedy's description of what it was like to read the FISA report. Did
yeah.
you hear this?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Here it is.
After about 15% of the way through, it made me want to heave. After about 25% of the way through, I thought I dropped acid. It's surreal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just couldn't believe it.
I've read it multiple times, and every time I read it, I'm...
Yeah. And then he just goes quiet.
I think he figured he'd better not admit to in taking any illegal drugs. But he was, you know, Kennedy was making that inference. I'm not sure what his reference point is on that particular drug, but anyway, it was an interesting comment.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's because the report describes in detail how the FBI had in their files exculpatory evidence, evidence that proved that President Trump and his campaign were innocent of any kind of Russia collusion. And so they just left that in the files. Wrote a FISA spy request that was 180 degrees the opposite. Didn't tell the courts about any of it. Completely lied and got the FISA warrant that they wanted. That's a little shocking. And it really would mess with your mind if you were, you know, allowed to know about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, Molly Hemingway really nails the media on this, nails the FBI, nails the DOJ, because, you know, the one takeaway for me, okay, well, we can get caught up in the details of the FISA report and the very clear perjury there. I mean, very clear felony-level perjury. It couldn't be clear. We can get caught up in that in the minutiae, right? Most people are bored, though, with it. But the other thing that this shows, as Molly Hemingway brilliantly from The Federalist points out, is that the whole time, 2.5 years of absolutely hysterical media coverage in which Trump was pronounced an agent of Russia, a person doing Putin's bidding. The whole time, the FBI knew it was a lie and knew it was a lie predicated on their own investigation, which was a lie. Knew they had exculpatory evidence in their files and let it go on. No, worse than that, they leaked to the media to drive it. I mean, that's what one of the things the grand jury investigating former acting director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, is looking at. His leaks to drive the lie. James Comey's out there driving the lie. He's doing interviews, driving the lie, driving the lie, driving the lie. And they've known, according to Bill Barr in his interview since August of 2016, according to the FISA report, they're more conservative. They say January of 2017 that the whole thing was a dang lie. And the FBI sat back and watched it at a minimum and at times drove it with FBI interviews. So this was an orchestrated 2.5 year plan, a political campaign by the FBI to take out one of their enemies. In the words of the FBI attorney who is now being criminally investigated for lying to the FISA court, viva la resistance. I mean, that's stunning when you think about it. This isn't just some accidents and some incidents and some omissions. This is a coordinated, well-developed political campaign against the president based on lies, The heads of the FBI knew were contradicted by what was in their folders.
And to me, the tactics and the actions of these people prove bias.
Yes.
Not that there wasn't any evidence of bias or nobody would cop to it or, you know, admit that they did it. But what the actions that they're taking prove that there was a bias, proves that you had the absolute intention of basically doing away with the 2016 election, about doing away with the vote of the people and completely reversing an election because you disagree with the policies or the tactics or whatever. It makes no difference because, you know, it is what it is. Trump's the president. Get over it. Elections have consequences, and yes, it is the electoral vote that counts, not the popular vote. But this whole everything that they've done here proves that there was a bias.
And you know what's amazing? Literally, as you know, within the same 48-hour period, down the hall, the whole Russia thing is blowing up. It's being debunked. You know, it's debunked by Barr, but it's also debunked by this Pfizer report. There were no Russian connections. There were no meetings with Russians. There were none of these things that we were told for a long time had happened. This is literally being debunked. And as it's being debunked on national television, Jerry Nadler is out there repeating what's been debunked. I mean, he literally says we can't rely on an election to remove President Trump because he's still running around doing Putin's bidding. That's being debunked on national television yesterday, while Jerry Nadler, same day, is saying this.
You cannot rely on an election to solve our problems when the president threatens the very integrity of that election. Nor can we sit on our hands while the president undermines our national security and while he allows his personal interests and the interests of our adversary Russia to advance.
So We literally have watched the FISA report just absolutely destroy the Russian connection. You'd think the Mueller report would have done it.
Yeah.
But the FISA report now showing that the FBI has to fake Russia connections in order to get a warrant to spy. So it's even worse. Not only are there none, as we found out from Mueller, not only when Trump wants to talk to Russians, does he have his people dial 1-800-RUSSIA. Which, you know, call the Russian, you know, the Kremlin, because he doesn't know anybody. It's worse than that. We have the FBI faking Russian connections in order to get a FISA warrant because there aren't any. And Jared Nadler's out there saying Trump's doing the bidding of Putin. According to what? Who? Where? Your main man, Mueller, y'all told us he was awesome. He debunked that in his report. So how do you know? Is it just because you could tell by looking at them, or do y'all have anything else?
In other words, there was a bias.
Well, bias. Bias. Outright lies. They made the whole thing up, and the Democrats are still repeating it as a justification for impeachment.
Which allows the mainstream media then to continue to repeat that so that those who really aren't paying attention will think that it's true.
Will be completely confused. And if you work for a living, and even if you're one of my trolls, in a weird way, I don't blame you for being confused when you hear a thing like that from Jared Nadler. As a justification for impeaching the president, not only can they not prove it, it was disproven by the FBI, and they hid the evidence disproving it. And still they repeat it.
Yeah, time and time again.
It's just unbelievable. They cannot let it go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, this will fade fast. Who was behind the New Jersey massacre? group called the Hebrew Israelites. Where have we seen them before? I heard that. My God, it's familiar. Who are they? Oh, yeah. Remember the Covington Catholic atrocity? Well, atrocity, you know, according to the media, where the Covington Catholic kids didn't actually say anything, do anything, and were extremely polite and smiled while they were being homosexually and racially slurred with, you know, some loons screaming slurs at them, insinuating, well, flat out saying they were gay and that that was a bad thing. Yeah, the media didn't care about that. And through it all, they just smiled and said nothing mean. But remember, because remember, the media could tell by the look on their face that they were racist. You could tell. Yeah. You know who those guys were? Hebrew Israelites. It's a group of people who practice a fringe theology that says God's chosen ones, Black, Hispanic, and Native American people have strayed and need to be led back to righteousness. They're not only homophobic, they're incredibly anti-Semitic. And the media thought this was fantastic. It's a headline in the New York Times. This didn't age well. January 23rd, 2019. Hebrew Israelites see divine intervention in Lincoln Memorial confrontation. You know, where they screamed in the boys' faces and then the media told you for 48 hours the boys were racist, even though there was absolutely no evidence whatsoever of anything racial. It was one of the most bizarre media stories of 2019, since there literally was nothing to it except a homophobic anti-Semitic bigot screaming in the face of a kid. Because remember, there were two groups. There was the Indian guy, but then the other two Black guys before that that are on the camera, just slur after slur. And by the way, being homophobic is okay if you're on the left, apparently. The only slurs that day weren't from the Covington Catholic kids. They were from the Hebrew Israelites. Well, the New York Times thought they were fabulous. I mean, these people are so smart. Well, minus the homophobic slurs. We won't mention that. It's on the video, though. Here's how the New York Times described these folks who carried out a massacre in New Jersey. It's not the same exact people, same group. They are sidewalk ministers who use confrontation as their gospel. Well, apparently anti-Semitic shoot-ups now, too, but whatever. Hebrew Israelites practice a theology that says God's chosen ones, Black, Hispanic, Native American people have strayed, need to be led back to righteousness. So they post up on street corners in big cities, usually in predominantly Black communities, wearing flashy garb, purple shirts, black robes, for instance. They shout, use blunt and sometimes offensive language, and gamely engage in arguments aimed at drawing listeners near. Yeah, those offensive arguments, as we saw again, homophobic slurs, racist slurs, stuff like that, which is totally cool if you're on the left, and they are. The attention-grabbing tactics of five of their followers at Lincoln Memorial on Friday resulted in spectacular consequences. The fringe theology landed in the national spotlight after a viral video surfaced of a group of Black Hebrew Israelites profanely clashing with dozens of mostly white Catholic schoolboys who were told were racist simply for standing there. Oh, and wearing Make America Great Again caps. This is a very anti-Semitic group. Yet the New York Times praised them. And guess what they're doing now? They're shooting up kosher delis. What's up with this, folks? No. I mean, we have done this throughout 2019, a really terrifying rise in anti-Semitism on the left. The last time we mixed socialism and anti-Semitism, it didn't go so well. 6 million Jews died, along with Catholics, homosexuals who were slaughtered for being gay, and others, political dissidents. So when the left mixes socialism and anti-Semitism, it does not end well for anybody. And I will want to remind you, Nazi stood for National Socialist Workers' Party of Germany. So it's real clear, Socialist Workers' Party. It was not a right-wing group, not by a long shot. Why is this coming back, folks? Why is this coming back? We're seeing shooters now go into synagogues who are left-wingers. Why? Because it's hip. It's hot. What are they all watching? What's driving this? The Labour Party in the UK. Yeah, but then when the left sees some go on in Europe, they want Europe. They want to be able to do it too. And they are. In Europe, in the UK, Jeffrey Corbyn's Labour Party. Jeffrey Corbyn is an open anti-Semite who has slurred Jews repeatedly and still gets to lead the Labour Party because not liking Jews for some reason, bizarre reason, is really hip and hot right now on the left. Do not ask me. These people are crazy. It's gone mainstream. So mainstream. Remember that AOC's chief of staff's walking around with a Nazi's face on a T-shirt. He does every one of his podcasts in. A well-known Nazi's face. She finally had to fire him after it hit the New York Post. This is what I'm telling you. This mainstream on the left. And now we're seeing they're picking up guns. Fabulous. Fantastic. That's the story there, by the way. Media's not going to tell it to you. Well, Breitbart writes about this week and how alarming it is that the Labour Party has now become mainstream. They're seeing Jeffrey Corbyn's face on the news, and he's running for office right now. And being an anti-Semite not only hasn't hurt him, it's helped him, which is terrifying. And the headline on the piece is, leak suggests Labour not dealing with anti-Semites. Simon Wiesenthal Center says party is top threat to Jews. That's right. The Simon Wiesenthal Center, a Jewish advocacy group, just listed the Labour Party, the left-wing socialist party of the UK, as the top threat to Jews in the world. Where's the condemnation? I'm too busy wailing on Trump. Israel hasn't had a better friend in decades from either party. And the problem here, as the Sunday Times reports, is that there have been over 100 anti-Semitism cases by open, known, and often elected members of the Labour Party. This has just been in the last couple of years, including members who shared articles about Holocaust denial, denounced a Jewish agenda to obtain the conquest of the Gentile world, and claimed it was reasonable to have a dim view of Jews. Hasn't slowed the Labour Party or Jeremy Corbyn down a bit. And so leftists on our side of the pond are looking at this, and they want to do it too, including apparently the Hebrew Israelites. Okay, wait. What? The horse attacks were not by people, but by wild boars? That's a little weird. Yeah, so I just looked this up because I went, boars? Like pigs eat horses? Did pigs eat horses? You wouldn't think, right? Well, I looked it up. And on the menu are deer, small mammals, amphibians, carrion. So, I mean, I guess if they hunt deer, they'll hunt a horse, I guess. That is what, I don't, do any of you out there who hunt them or anything, do they hunt deer? I just never heard that before. That seems bizarre, like they're completely out of control. Anyway, let me know. Folks will text in, let me know. I've just never heard of that before. The injuries on these horses are crazy. They're crazy. It looked, I mean, so they thought somebody was going around stabbing them, and it's the pigs. Somebody needs to go out there and do some hunting, I guess. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. All right, ton of stuff going on today. I don't even know where to begin here. Let's go back to Lindsey Graham and the hearing yesterday. The stuff coming out in that hearing was absolutely appalling. And Lindsey Graham correctly described this, he's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, as a massive criminal conspiracy to defraud the FISA court.
For a moment, let's assume that there was a lawful predicate to open up a counterintelligence investigation. What has been described as a few irregularities becomes a massive criminal conspiracy over time to defraud the FISA court, to illegally surveil an American citizen, and to keep an operation open against a sitting president of the United States, violating every norm known to the rule of law. Many of you are prosecutors. Many of you have been U.S. attorneys. Many of you have been defense attorneys. Trump's time will come and go. But I hope we understand that what happened here can never happen again. Because what happened here is not a few irregularities. What happened here is the system failed. People at the highest level of our government took the law in their own hands. And when I say defraud the FISA court, I mean it. To your team, you were able to uncover and discover abuse of power I never believed would actually exist in 2019. How bad is it? It was as if J. Edgar Hoover came back to life. The old FBI, the FBI that had a chip on its shoulder and wanted to intimidate people and find out what was going on in your life and the law be damned. Martin Luther King, and you just fill in the names.
Wow. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Texter writes, hogs might attack a horse, but not like that. The farmers and ranchers know this is a load of BS. Okay, so somebody who doesn't believe the official explanation on the text line. Another texter writes, Second Amendment dropped because we must keep guns out of wild boar's possession. Well, they're still investigating the shooting. Obviously, they think a human did that. Well, we're talking about the rest of the horses they thought were stabbed, and now they're saying it was a wild boar or a pack of them or something. Texter writes, a pig killed a lady in her front yard in Texas last month. I'm just confused. I mean, do they just attack because you're standing there? That's why they would have gone after the horses? Or they want to eat them? And what's the point? I'm just curious. I had no idea they did that. I just think it's fascinating. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I trap wild hogs. And yes, they are very aggressive and they will attack you. And they have some very sharp tusks. No, I mean, I would assume the thing would attack you if you're trying to lock it up or you've caught it, you've shot it or whatever. Texter writes, hey, Tara, wild boar will eat everything. They'll eat bone. The only thing they can't process are teeth. Texter writes, see, this is okay. Texter writes, if boars did the killings of the horses, why didn't they eat them? That's what I'm just wondering. Did they eat them? Yeah, Texter writes, recently, this is, I think, the woman in Texas. Recently, a woman was killed by a pack of wild hogs, and it was told they were spreading out of control. Wow. My brother hunts wild boar down in the lower part of the state. They lose at least 1 to 2 dogs every trip. That doesn't sound like a nice thing to do to dogs, y'all. Texter writes, wild boar will attack anything that moves. The horse injuries were probably just because the horse happened to be where the boar was. Oh, okay. Now the texter writes, Krampus is back. Oh, yeah, the big, wild, massive boar. Now the texter writes, when you can figure out how to do mind meld with a pig, you'll have your answer, Tara. I'd prefer to skip that. Now the texter writes, boars and Antifa have a lot in common. I don't know, they're supposed to be smart, probably smarter than some of those Antifa guys. Now the texter writes, hey, Tara, when did Lindsay become Republican? Right around Tuesday of this week, I think. He'll revert back to type, don't worry. Texter writes, most of the horses were not killed. They probably put up enough of a fight to run off the board and then dropped. Yeah, just interested in the attack motive. Was it a hate crime? Was the boar biased? Never mind. Now the texter writes, wild boars are omnivores and are extremely dangerous. They have one of the strongest bites capable of crushing bones, but I don't see how they can be mistaken for a gunshot. No. That's not what they're saying in the news. They're still investigating the case of the horse that was shot. But the other ones where they thought the horses were stabbed, they're saying it was wild boar. Texter writes, and the worst thing that will happen to the FBI is that a lawyer that 99.999% of the country has never heard of or could identify will have his law license suspended for 1 year. Another texter writes, I hunt wild boar with an AR-15 because of the small, fast round penetrates their tough hide, and I have 30 rounds. I have 30 rounds case. There's a pack of them. Boars are aggressive, territorial, and omnivorous. And apparently out of control, too. All right, the numbers are out. And for a white supremacist, white nationalist, racist, who hates poor people, President Trump's really screwing up, I got to tell you what. He has messed this up badly. You know what's so stunning about the numbers I'm about to give you? Because they really do fill me with joy. We were told, what were we told? New normal? Man, if you couldn't get a job, you should just go get retrained at your community college. That was your fault. Wasn't Washington. At the same time, though, for decades, the left promised blue-collar workers, if they just held on, this went on for 40 years, if they just held on, by God, the Democrats were going to get them a better deal. They even had them organized, in some cases, into unions to fight for this better deal. And man, it was going to come someday. You just kept voting Democrat. By God, they would eventually get there. And the whole time, they're flooding the nation with low-wage workers in a deliberate bid to get more votes, of course, but also to drive down wages. But man, you hang on another 30, 40 years, you'll be dead. But we will get you a raise. Remember the stats from NPR? No real, when adjusted for inflation, wage gains since the 1960s for blue-collar workers. That's how long they waited. White-collar wages went up 27%. This is NPR, folks. It's one of my oldies but goodies. It's yellow. I read it all the time. Came out during the Obama administration. 27% increase in white-collar wages. Blue-collar wages had gone up by less than 2% adjusted for inflation. That's why America got so poor, so depressed, so drug-riddled, so hopeless. There was nothing we could do about it. Although it was interesting that that particular NPR piece did mention that the wage depression of blue-collar worker began in the 60s with the passage of the Immigration Act, the U.S. Immigration Act. And in just 3 years, not three decades and counting, 3 years, Trump did what the Democrats could not do. Wages for blue-collar Americans are rising by 4.3% in 2019. It's according to Goldman Sachs, not a fan of the president. In contrast, white-collar salaries are rising, too. That's good. We want to see that. But at a much slower rate amid the bipartisan policy of inviting roughly 1.5 million foreign graduates to take jobs needed by U.S. graduates. But still, their wages are going up, too. So what happens when you create new jobs? By doing what? Slashing corporate taxes and slashing the repatriation tax rate at the border of the U.S. so people can invest in this country. The 4.3% estimate is part of the December 9 report by Goldman Sachs chief economist John Hatzius. Can you imagine if you had campaigned on, okay, I'm gonna refire up the American economy, and the driver of this is going to be blue-collar wages. They're going to go up. People would have thought you had plumb lost your mind. But he did it. You know what's the most interesting thing here, folks? I can't tell you this enough times. What caused this hike in blue-collar wages? We haven't stopped them from flooding the market with illegal labor and foreign labor, so why are they going up? These numbers would be huge, by the way, if we got a hold of our immigration system. Why are they going up? You're seeing an actual direct connection, like an ecosystem, between what happens when corporate tax rates for small and large businesses alike are dramatically slashed, and what happens at the lowest level. I mean, look at this. What do we hear for years? They're just cutting corporate tax rates so that is fat cats get fatter. Well, no. I mean, this is Goldman Sachs, not a friend of the president's. Most of their executives give to the left, not the right. Tell me again, who benefited the most from the corporate tax slashing? Blue collar workers, not white collar workers, blue collar workers. So doesn't that mean all that time Democrats were hiking taxes? They were hurting the working class? That's pretty much what it looks like, but no one will talk about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.